listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're finishing our series on the most important. As we're beginning a new year, I think it's so important that we are reminded of the things that have preeminence in the Scripture. And so we're going to begin in Colossians chapter 1. And I want to invite you to join us as we open the Bible and consider His Word today. I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. In fact, at the website, you can hear all of the messages in this series. You can go back. There's three parts in this series, so you can go back and hear all of them at the website. Again, considerhisword.org. Also there, you'll find a link that says Contact Us. We would love to hear from you. And if you'll send us an address and where you're hearing the program today, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, this is just a little notebook, fits into a shirt pocket, purse, or Bible case, or something like that. A place where you can write down your prayer lists and your prayer requests, and then check them off as God answers those prayer requests. And so you simply need to contact us through the website, or you can contact me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or as many do, you can write to us here at Consider His Word. Our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. As I mentioned, this is the third part in this series. We've been talking about the things that I believe the Bible says are the most important. These should have priority in our life, and I believe that if you'll make them a priority life, it will change your life. You're going to see the world differently. You're going to serve the Lord differently. The first was the great commandment from Deuteronomy 6:4 that says that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Later in Matthew, we saw where Jesus said that the second was likened to it, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The second one that we talked about last week was the great commission. So important that we take the gospel to everyone. In fact, you realize it's one of the reasons that we have this radio broadcast is so that we can tell people about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and resurrection, how that by faith and trusting Him, you can have eternal life in Him and have that relationship with Him. And so the Great Commission is so important. Remember, Jesus said, "All power is given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." Today we're going to get down to the third of what I think is the most important. So there's a great, great commandment, the Great Commission. I call this the Great Cause. And again, if you can get a hold of this principle, it will change your life. It will change how you view your job. It will change how you view your relationships. Well, even perhaps change how you view yourself before the Lord. By the great cause, I mean that we should be glorifying God in everything. I want to give you two verses of Scripture. One is from Psalm 29:2. It says, "Give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." To give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Well, what's due unto his name? Well, the fact is that everything is. You know, I want to go back to Colossians, because we really began here in Colossians chapter 1 that tells us that God created all things. In fact, I'm going to begin reading. I'm going to go back to Colossians 1. I'm going to start at verse 16. You'll see how these tie together. The scripture says, "For by him were all things created," all things "that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether it be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell." Notice that he created all things, and all things were before him, and all things were for him, which means that everything that we do, everything that we have, everything that we are should bring glory to the Lord. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Well, what's due unto his name? Everything. Your very existence should bring glory to God. Your very existence is because God created you just like you are. And you know what? It pleased the Lord to make you like you are. And we can glorify him in everything. Now, let me go ahead and give you the New Testament verse. We're going to kind of touch on these a little bit. The New Testament verse is 1 Corinthians 10:31. It says, "Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God." Whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Now, here's the problem. You see, everything that we do as an individual, or even as a church, should have as its main purpose, its main goal in life, is to bring glory to God. Now, this kind of is different than the world sees it, because the world, in many cases, the world thinks, and I hear this all the time, that our main purpose in life is to find happiness and somehow to share joy. And those are good things. But our ultimate aim and our ultimate purpose ought to be to bring glory to God. We tend to like to bring glory to ourselves. And you know, God allows us to accomplish things, and God allows us to do things, and we get puffed up and we say, "Look what I did. Look what great thing I accomplished." And we make it all about ourselves. Well, listen, it's not about you, and it's not about me. It's about what God has used us to do for his glory. Ecclesiastes tells us that everything has a purpose. And your ultimate purpose is to bring glory to God, not to yourself. You know, some parents bring all the glory to their children or to their parents or to some other person. And it's not about you. Now, I'm going to tell you something that I find I'm a little embarrassed to tell you about this, but it's the truth. When I was a young preacher, and on occasion, when I would get to preach a message somewhere, and early on, it was not that often, but once in a while, I'd get to preach, and man, I would preach my heart out, and I would preach the Word of God, and I would preach to impress people. See, there's a difference. And at the end of the service, you know, I would hurry myself to the back door where I could stand and shake hands and wait to hear what people would say. And oh, boy, once in a while, if somebody would say, "Good message," boy, my chest would puff out a little bit, and I would stand up a little bit straighter, and I would say, "Thank you," like I had done something. Well, one day, God got a hold of my heart. In fact, I believe God showed me this verse for this very reason, because we ought to be giving glory to God, not to ourselves. That whether we eat, drink, or whatever we do, it ought to bring glory to God. And now when people say good message, I'll say something like, glory to God, it's His word. It's His message. It's not about me. It's about bringing glory to God. It's interesting that passage in 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, you know, eat and drinking are some of the very basic things of our life. I don't know about you, but when I see a buffet, I think it's my job to just eat everything I can. But even, you know, think about this. Even when we pray, how often do we pray, Lord, bless this food to my body? Well, how about bless this food for your glory, that you would use my body for your glory? You see, it all needs to be turned back to Him. And it's not about you. It's not about ourselves. It's about giving Him glory in everything. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about bringing glory to God, bringing to God glory to God in our worship. In too many churches, it's the praise band or the pastor that ends up with all of the glory. All that glory should be pointed to the one who created us, gave us those talents, gave us that message, and glorify Him. Our worship should be God-centered, not person-centered, whether it be yourself or some other individual. What about giving to God glory in your work? And again, you know, I realize many people, they work for the money. You know, that's just it. They work for the money. Some find some satisfaction in their work. And that's not a bad thing. But what about if you were doing the work for God's glory? It'll change how you look at your job. It'll change how you look at the work you do when you go into work and you do it for God's glory. Not just to please a boss or to please a supervisor or to complete a certain task, but doing the best that you can so that it does bring glory to God. Your daily walk, as you walk with the Lord from day to day, does it bring glory to God? You see, this should be our priority. In fact, you know, we go back and it ties in with all of the others. The great commandment, do you love God more than anything else? And the great commission, is preaching the gospel important to you? That you tell someone about Jesus, that you support missionaries that are taking the gospel around the world? And are you glorifying God in everything? Wherever you go, whatever you do. Listen, you need to think about the things that I watch. Do they glorify God? The way that I talk, does it glorify God? The way that I treat people, do I love them like Jesus said? Does it glorify God? The music I listen to, does it glorify God? My relationships, do they glorify God? We must make these things the most important things in our life. Thanks for listening today. God bless you.
Consider His word. Consider His word. Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.